I find my highest frequency through meditation first thing in the morning at 4 a.m. and that's my baseline. And I actually recognize where it's at. I make a physical visual mark and saying, here's how I feel. This is where my mindset is, my heart set is. And therefore, if I go off of my mindset or heart set, I stop. I don't care what's going on over here. Where I used to react immediately because I had all this confidence and bravado and ego, I can handle this. That's terrible. That's where you end up in anxiety zone like you were. Instead, I've learned through neutrality, through center, the only way you can find center is to stop and practice quiet. So when everything else gets more chaotic, the first move I do is identify the fear-based consciousness, the chaos, and then two, I stop. Now, when I stop, I start breathing to what? Get myself back to that place that I started the day, my highest frequency, my higher Christ life itself, my potential, and that allows me to expand and grow beyond anybody's imagination, including mine.
I'd met a woman who told me on a plane, she said to me, are you okay? I looked at her puzzled, like, what do you mean, am I okay? She said, you're so full of light, but you're blocking it. I said, well, I'm CEO of Lee Steinberg Sports and Entertainment. I'm one of the most famous sports agents in the world. I'm fine. I made everything myself. I have a Ferrari, a Porsche, all these egotistical things. And she looked at me and she said, that's great. She goes, do you meditate? And even worse, now I rolled my eyes and I'm like, meditate? I don't have time to meditate. I've made everything myself. What do I need to meditate? The only people I know that meditate are sick, at home, on their mom's couch, high, and broke. And I don't want to be any one of those things. Meditation is not for me. She said, oh, that's too bad because I could teach you to vibrate faster. Okay, she said, do you know everything vibrates? I said, yeah, I'm a math guy. The earth vibrates the slowest, plants, animals, humans, sound, light, and then thought. She looked at me and she said, do you know what thought vibrates the fastest? I said, no. She said, the truth. The truth vibrates the fastest, and you can only be aware of that which vibrates equal to or less than you. And I'm gonna teach you to vibrate faster, to elevate your awareness so you too can consistently, persistently pursue your truth. Through awareness, I'm gonna teach you to raise your vibration by being of service and of value. I'm gonna teach you these things through being calm and peaceful and breathing. Does that interest you? Yeah, it did. My wife had to double check what I was doing because when she heard I was going to India to a workshop about meditation, she thought for sure I was leaving forever. But that changed my life. I'm on the enjoyment of the consistent, persistent pursuit of my potential. My goal is to raise your vibration so you can teach others to raise their vibration, to teach other people to raise their vibration.
The meditation that I practice is theta meditation. So it raises my vibration. You can only be aware of that which vibrates equal to or less than you. So for me, the highest state of meditation is that which when I'm inspired. So the earth vibrates the slowest, plants, animals, humans, sound, light, thought. The thought that vibrates the highest, truth. My whole life is based upon one, my definition of happiness, which is, can I enjoy the consistent every day, persistent without quit, pursuit of my truth, my potential. So whatever it be, a father, a son, a business person, a mentor, I want to pursue my potential. Now, I joke around, but in America, I played American football in college, and I was an average college football player. But in my life, it may be one of the closest times I've ever come to my potential. Like I worked so hard since I was 7 years old to be really good, but I only had so much potential where there's tons of guys that wouldn't have to try. You can pick and choose what you want to pursue, but when you're in the pursuit, you're happy, you're connected. You cannot be pursuing something without inspiration. So you want to stay in the state of pursuit. You want to be very conscious about the energy and resistance and voids and shortages and obstacles that you're truly manifesting for yourself, especially in business. Some people you're like, how the hell is that guy or woman so lucky? Because they're carrying an energy. Just the same way some people will never break through because they're carrying that energy. They literally are a thermostat. If they go too high, they'll go right reset. If they go too low, they'll also reset. It's an energy that you carry. It's why if you can understand and really develop the sense of what your energy you're carrying, like the 120 value, you can literally attract what you want and be one of those people that was like, he's so lucky, she's so lucky.